Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What is that?
Is it flat? What? No.
What the fuck? You better pull over and see.
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Your love is all that ever.
Even before I first wandered into the cab stand for an after-school job, I knew I wanted to be a part of them. It was there that I knew that I belonged. And to me, it meant being somebody in a neighborhood that was full of nobodies. They weren't like anybody else. I mean, they did whatever they wanted. They double parked in front of a hydrant. Nobody ever gave them a ticket. In the summer, when they played cards all night, nobody ever called the cops.
Must I forever be a beggar?
Good.
Tony Cicero.
My
fate is up to you.
Tutti ran the cab stand and La Bella Vista Pizzeria and a few other places for his brother Paul, who was the boss over everybody in the neighborhood.
Hey, Paulie.
Paulie might have moved slow, but it was only because Paulie didn't have to move for anybody.
Must I forever be a beggar?
It's your fault. You started. I started. It's your fault.
Hey, Junior, here.
At first, my parents loved that I found a job across the street from the house. My father, who was Irish, was sent to work at the age of 11. And he liked that I got myself a job. He always used to say that American kids were spoiled lazy.
Bye, Henry.
Henry, watch how you cross. Bring back milk.
And my mother was happy after she found out that the Ciceros came from the same part of Sicily as she did. I mean, to my mother, that was the answer to all her prayers. I was the luckiest kid in the world. I could go anywhere, I could do anything, I knew everybody, and everybody knew me. Wise guys would pull up and Tutti would toss me their keys and let me park their Cadillacs. I mean, here I am, this little kid, I can't even see over the steering wheel, and I'm parking Cadillacs. But it wasn't too long before my parents changed their minds about my job at the cab stand.
Your mother and sister, make sure you give them to us.
For them, the cab stand was supposed to be a part-time job, but for me, it was definitely full-time. That's all I wanted to do. I see, people like my father could never understand, but I was a part of something. I belonged. I was treated like a grown-up.
All right, look, Henry, tell me 519.
Every day I was learning to score. A dollar here, a dollar there. I was living in a fantasy.
The fuck is Mother Winnie
squad? Did you have a good day at school today?
Yeah. My father was always pissed off. He was pissed that he made such lousy money. He was pissed that my kid brother Michael was in a wheelchair. He was pissed that there were seven of us living in such a tiny house.
Why don't you tell me about this? It's a letter from school. Says they haven't been there in months. In months!
You think it's a bomb?
It's a bomb! What is up to be a bomb?
But after a while, he was mostly pissed because I hung around the cab stand. He knew what went on at that cab stand. And every once in a while, I'd have to take a beating. But by then, I didn't care. The way I saw it, everybody takes a beating sometime.
I can't make any more deliveries.
What do you mean you can't make any more deliveries? You're going to fuck everything up.
My dad said he's going to kill me.
Look. Come on with me.
Is that his dead kid?
No.
What about him?
Nope. That's the guy.
Get him.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
You know this kid?
Yes. Yeah.
You know where he lives?
Yeah.
Deliver mail to his house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, from now on, any letter from that school to that kid's house comes directly here. You understand?
Yeah.
If another letter from that school goes to that kid's house, in the fucking oven, you're going to go ahead first.
That was it. No more letters from truant officers, no more letters from school, in fact, no more letters from anybody. Finally, after a couple of weeks, my mother had to go to the post office and complain. How could I go back to school after that and pledge allegiance to the flag and sit through good government bullshit? Paulie hated phones. He wouldn't have one in his house. He used to get all his calls secondhand. Then you'd have to call the people back from an outside phone.
Get him on the phone for me.
There were guys, that's all they did all day long was take care of Paulie's phone calls. For a guy who moved all day long, Paulie didn't talk to six people. If there was a union problem or, say, a beef in the numbers, then only the top guys could meet with Paulie to discuss the problem. Everything was one-on-one. Paulie hated conferences. He didn't want anybody hearing what he said, and he didn't want anybody listening to what he was being told. Hundreds of guys depended on Paulie, and he got a piece of everything they made. It was tribute, just like in the old country, except they were doing it here in America. And all they got from Paulie was protection from other guys looking to rip them off. And that's what it's all about. That's what the FBI could never understand. That what Paulie and the organization does is offer protection for people who can't go to the cops. That's it. That's all it is. They're like the police department for wise guys. People looked at me differently, and they knew I was with somebody. I didn't have to wait in line at the bakery on Sunday mornings anymore for fresh bread. The owner knew who I was with, and he'd come from around the counter no matter how many people were waiting, I was taken care of first. Our neighbors didn't park in our driveway anymore, even though we didn't have a car. I mean, at 13, I was making more money than most of the grown-ups in the neighborhood. I mean, I had more money than I could spend. I had it all. One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? It was out of respect.
Hi, Mom, what do you think? Look at my shoes, aren't they great?
My God, you look like a gangster.
Just stop me out! Oh, just stop me! Just stop me!
Henry, shut the door, shut the door!
That was the first time I had ever seen anyone shot.
Jeez, can't have that in here. Jesus Christ, man, I can't have that in this truck.
I remember feeling bad about the guy, but I also remember feeling that maybe Tootie was right. I knew Paulie didn't want anybody dying in the building.
You're a real jerk. You wasted 8 fucking aprons on this guy. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I gotta toughen this kid up.
It was a glorious time. and wise guys were all over the place. It was before Appalachian and before Crazy Joe decided to take on a boss and start a war. It was when I met the world. It was when I first met Jimmy Conway. He couldn't have been more than 28 or 29 at the time, but he was already a legend. Now, he'd walk in the door and everybody who worked the room just went wild. He'd give the doorman $100 just for opening the door. He'd shove hundreds in the pockets of the dealers and all the guys that ran the games. I mean, the bartender got $100 just for keeping the ice cubes cold.
The Irishman is here to take all your guineas money.
Jimmy, I'd like you to meet the kid Henry.
How you doing?
Pleasure.
Thank you.
All right.
Keep coming.
See, Jimmy was one of the most feared guys in the city. Now, he was first locked up at 11, and he was doing hits for mob bosses when he was 16. See, hits never bothered Jimmy. It was business. But what Jimmy really loved to do, what he really loved to do was steal. I mean, he actually enjoyed it. Jimmy was the kind of guy who rooted for the bad guys in the movies.
Jimmy Walker. You might know who we are. We know who you are. Understand?
You know, he was one of the city's biggest hijackers. A booze, cigarettes, razor blades, shrimp and lobsters. Shrimp and lobsters were best. They went really fast. And almost all of them were gimmies. I mean, they just gave it up, no problem. They called him Jimmy the Gent.
Tommy, help the lady.
Drivers loved them. They used to tip him off about their really good loads. And of course, everybody got a piece.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll be back for the rest later.
Okay, see you later.
Henry, come in.
Say hello to Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Andrew?
We're just going to be working together. Okay?
Sounds
good.
Great. Hey, Jimmy! You got anything good?
And when the cops, they assigned the whole army to stop Jimmy, what did he do?
How you doing, Joe?
Rich. He made him partners.
Okay.
Jimmy, I complained, but who'd listen?
He won't come.
One palmer, there you go.
What do you need?
I think two luckies.
Two luckies.
Here you go, Henry.
Thanks a lot.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Two luckies. What do you need? One palmer, here you go.
Whoa, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, it's all right.
Why, will you get permission from your mother?
How many cartons you need?
What?
Where'd you get those cigarettes?
Get him out of here.
Right.
Get him out of here.
It's okay.
Get him out of here.
Okay.
Get him out of here.
No, no, you don't understand.
No, you don't understand. Store's closed.
About a fact, selling cigarettes.
Henry Hill. The people of the state of New York versus Henry Hill. Docket number 704162.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Come on. Just stand.
Counselor, proceed.
Congratulations. Here's your graduation present.
So what for? I got pinched.
Everybody gets pinched, but you did it right. You told them nothing, and they got nothing.
I thought you'd be mad.
Man, I'm not mad. I'm proud of you. You took your first pinch like a man, and you learned the two greatest things in life.
What?
Look at me. Never rat on your friends, and always keep your mouth shut.
Hey, here he is, here he is.
Oh, you broke it, Jerry.
By the time I grew up, there was $30 billion a year in cargo moving through Idlewild Airport, and believe me, we tried to steal every bit of it. So you gotta understand, we grew up near the airport. It belonged to Paulie. And we had friends and relatives who worked all over the place, and they would tip us off about what was coming in and what was moving out. If any of the truckers or airlines gave us any trouble, Paulie had his union people scare them with a strike. It was beautiful. It was an even bigger moneymaker than numbers, and Jimmy was in charge of it all. Whenever we needed money, we'd rob the airport. And to us, it was better than Citibank.
Got a phone? Come on. Got a phone?
It's over there.
Two niggers just stole my truck.
Can you believe that shit, huh? Can you fucking believe that?
There was Jimmy and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone. And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the Wop. Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother. And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
That guy, yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the papers.
Come on, lift it up. Vinny, they're going to be out of style by the time you get this thing going. Come on, lift it up.
There
you go. Come on, Vinny.
What is this? Colts. Henry. I need suits, Henry, not Colts.
Suits are come Thursday.
I know, but this is the middle of fucking summer. What am I going to do with fur coats?
Huh? You know what? First, I'll take the first
one. No. I'll take them away. I want them. You know what we do? We'll hang them in the freezer with the meat. How's that?
For us, to live any other way was nuts. To us, those goody good people who worked shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day, worried about their bills, were dead. And they were suckers. They had no balls. If we wanted something, we just took it. If anyone complained twice, they got hit so bad, believe me, they never complained again. It was just all routine, and you didn't even think about it.
You never hit that number. But to your deal, I was going to take it.
Frank, what the fuck does 528 have to do with 460? I can't believe this guy. Fucking 528 ain't even close to 469. What the fuck is that got to do with anything?
I've been playing that number for 3 years.
Hey, Henry. Piece of cake. It's all there. Don't worry about the alarms. Just got to find a way to get the key.
No problem, right?
No problem. I'll take care of it.
Tell him what you were telling me, Air France.
Too good to be true. Big score coming from Air France. You know, like bags of money like this coming in.
Okay.
From tourists and American servicemen who changed their money around to French money. Send it back here.
Come on. Okay.
It's beautiful. It's totally, totally untraceable.
Okay, the only thing is getting a key, but I got something all worked out.
Yeah,
a citizen.
Yeah, the guy's a piece of work.
Now, if I'm right, there could be like a half a mil coming in, all cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said the best time is probably over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe Saturday
night.
But
they got the Jewish holiday on Monday. They won't find out till Tuesday. Beautiful.
What about the security?
No. Security? You're looking at me. Joke. I'm the midnight date man. I'm the commandant. He just comes in like he's picking up lost baggage with Tommy D. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a problem at all.
Huh? We're on.
What's really funny is the fucking bank job away in Sea Caucus. I'm in the middle of the fucking weeds, laying down. He comes over and says, what are you doing? I said, I'm resting. Here you're resting. I got a fucking beach in a park. I said, I'm resting. I know I'm resting. They pulled me in. They started giving me all kinds of questions, you know, this and that. He says, so what are you going to tell us, tough guy? I said, my usual. Zero. Nothing. I tell you, the fuck. He says, no, you're going to tell me something today, tough guy. I said, all right, I'll tell you something. Go fuck your mother. Bing, pow, boom, bing. You saw the paper, Anthony. My head was up like this. So now I'm coming around, you know. I start to come out of it. Who do I see in front of me? This big prick again. He says, what do you want to tell me now, tough guy? I said, Bing, what are you doing here? I thought I'd tell you to go fuck your mother. I thought he was going to shit. Pow, bing, pow. Oh, fuck is... Hey, I wish I was big just once.
Really funny. What do you mean, funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. You mean the way I talk? What?
It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's.
You know, the way you told the story and everything. Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Yeah, Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how?
Just,
what?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean,
so?
Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell the story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the fuck out of here, Tommy.
You motherfucker. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, yeah. Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is it with you? I thought he was getting pissed already. He's hanging on my fucking neck like a vulture. Like impending danger. What do you want?
This guy's worried about it. He didn't want to come over and get the check, you know.
Wait.
He could take care of this.
Yeah, it's no problem. Tell him to put it on my tab. Of course.
That's what I want to talk to you about. You know, it ain't just this here. It's seven fucking big ones here. Seven fucking G's you owe me. $7,000. I mean, ain't peanuts. I don't mean to be out of order, not.
You don't mean to be out of order? Jeez, it's good you don't mean to be out of order, son. You call embarrassing me in front of my friends, don't all like to call me a fucking deadbeat, you know? You know, sonny, you're a real fucking mutt. You know the money we spend in this fucking...
Come on, don't be like that.
What do you mean, don't be like that?
Jesus Christ!
Get the
beast!
Believe this prick. You think this is funny, huh? He's having... What the fuck are you looking at? You're fucking... You're a fucking moron. You don't want to bring the check, do you? You believe this prick? You're supposed to be doing this stuff too, you know?
You're a funny guy.
That's it, Henry. Hey, you want to laugh? This prick last week asked me to christen his kid. Yeah, I want for $7,000 they charge me.
But I'm worried. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of fucking bad things. I mean, he's treating me like I'm a fucking half a fag or something. I'm going to wind up a lamist. I got to go on a fucking lamb in order to get away from this guy. This ain't right, Paulie. I mean, I can't go here. I can't go there.
You think you're the only one? I talked to them a million times. They don't listen.
If you tell him, he'll stop. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm going to wind up being declared an MIA. They're going to find me in the back of a car somewhere in the weeds. Come on. You know this fucking Tommy all your life. Who knows better than you? This cocksucker's an arch criminal. I mean, when I leave my house in the morning, before I get to the car, I'm looking over both shoulders. This is no way to live. You know I'm no fence jump. I'm around you all my life. You tell me what I gotta do. Whatever the fuck I gotta do, I'm gonna do, no?
What could I do? If there's something I could do, don't you think I would do it? You know me. I would like to help you out.
I hope so.
Sonny, tell him what we talked about.
You think it's all right?
Yeah, come on.
What?
Tell, you know, look, maybe you could come in with me. You know, take a piece of this fucking joint. It'd be good.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, the restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, this is a classy place. I mean, look at the layout. When you've been in there a million times, you know what it looks like. I mean, Tommy taking over this fucking joint is like putting a silk hat on a pig. I mean, I don't mean no disrespect on that, Henry, but that's the way it is. I know you're his friend. I'm begging you. What can I say?
What am I going to do? What do you want from me? I don't know anything about the restaurant business. Nothing. All I know is to sit down and order a meal. I don't know how to make a restaurant.
No, not for you. It's just a place to hang. You know, I mean, the chef is great. You got the fucking shows are good. There's a lot of who's coming in here all the time.
I like to help you out. Look, what do you want from me? What am I going to do? Tommy's a bad kid. He's a bad seed. What am I supposed to do? Shoot him?
That wouldn't be a bad idea. No, I'm sorry I said that. I didn't mean to say that. I just mean that he's scaring me. You know, I need help. All right, help me, please. You know.
You know anything about this fucking restaurant business?
He knows everything about it. I mean, he's in the joint 24 hours a day. I mean, another fucking few minutes, it could be a stool. That's how often he's in there. You understand?
You want me to be your partner?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to tell me. You want me to be your partner?
Yeah, what the fuck you think I'm talking about, Paulie? Please, come on.
It's not even fair. No?
You don't understand. The joint is over.
Oh, you run the joint. Maybe I'll try to help you, all right?
God bless you, Paul. Okay. I appreciate it. God bless you. Always go fair with me.
All right.
Now the guy's got Paulie as a partner. Any problems, he goes to Paulie. Trouble with the bill, he can go to Paulie. Trouble with the cops, deliveries, Tommy, he can call Paulie. But now the guy's got to come up with Paulie's money every week, no matter what. Business bad? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you had a fire? Fuck you, pay me. Place got hit by lightning, huh? Fuck you, pay me. Also, Paulie could do anything, especially run up bills on the joint's credit. And why not? Nobody's going to pay for it anyway. And as soon as the deliveries are made in the front door, you move the stuff out the back and sell it at a discount. You take a $200 case of booze and you sell it for $100. Doesn't matter. It's all profit. And then finally, when there's nothing left,
fucking shame.
When you can't borrow another buck from the bank or buy another case of booze, you bust the joint out. You light a match.
Any help reaching anything?
You look like you're decorating a Christmas tree, you fucking prick. You don't know what you're doing. Some 5 pounds.
Well, who?
Who? Don't you bro, Diana? I was telling you about her side. Trying to bang this bro for a fucking month now. The only thing is she won't go out with me alone, you know?
No.
No what?
No.
No what, Henry? Who the fuck asked you anything? I didn't even ask you anything. At least wait to hear what I'm going to say.
All right, what?
Okay, what? She don't want to go out with Italians alone. She's prejudiced against Italians. Fucking believe that? In this day and age, what the fuck is this world coming to? I can't believe this. Prejudice against a Jew broad. Prejudice against Italians. Anyway, she won't go out with me alone. Unless her girlfriend comes with us. I figure you come along and go out with her girlfriend.
See, I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it.
You knew what? See what? What the fuck is wrong with that?
When is this?
Tomorrow night.
I can't tomorrow night. I gotta meet Tootie.
You could meet Tootie. You could fucking come early and then
Tommy,
still go.
Tommy, why do you always do this?
Hey, remember that fucking Tommy shit? What the fuck I asked you for, Henry? I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I? I'm trying to bang this fucking broad. You wanna help me out? I don't understand you. What? She's fucking beautiful. Her fucking family, they live in the 5 pounds there. You know, these Jew boys got a lot of money. Maybe the family owns the whole fucking block. You'll have to wind up with a big fucking score, you motherfucker. And don't fuck.
See? You with your fucking mouth.
Me, you brought them.
I had a meeting with Tootie around 11 o'clock. And here I am, a backup guy for Tommy.
So how about you, honey? Did you have enough tea?
Yeah.
Yes. Let me watch your figure for you.
I couldn't wait to get away. I was ordering the dessert when they were eating dinner. When they were having coffee, I was asking for a check. I had business.
Have some coffee. It'll wake you up.
What do you call
it? Joe. Come have a check.
Oh, what are you doing?
I gotta go.
Go where? We just got it.
I got that thing. I gotta go.
All right, wait a couple of minutes. We'll all leave together, okay? This way you don't go out like a bunch of hobos staggering out one at a time.
I couldn't stand him. I thought he was really obnoxious. He kept fidgeting around. You don't mind, do you? It's very annoying.
It's Anisette. Good, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, you probably do a lot better with Manischewitz, but I look funny on my table.
Ready?
Henry, lighten up. We just got here. What are you doing?
Before it was even time to go home, he was pushing me into the car and then pulling me out. It was ridiculous. But Diane and Tommy made us promise to meet them again on Friday night. We agreed. Of course, when Friday night came around, Henry stood me up.
I feel terrible. I don't know where he is. You know, he really liked you, too. I mean, all we do is talk about her, you know?
We were a trio instead of a double date that night.
You would have called him. I hope it's nothing serious. That's what I'm worried about.
But I made Tommy take me looking for him.
Tommy, what the fuck? You got your nerve standing me up. Nobody does that to me. Who the hell do you think you are? Frankie Valli or some kind of big shot?
Slow down, all right? I forgot. I thought it was next week.
It was Friday. It was this Friday, and you agreed, so you're a liar.
Come on. We can talk about this, all right? Take it easy.
Talk about it? Talk to you after what you just did to me?
Forget it. I'm not talking to you about
anything. Wait a second. I thought you were going to stand me up. You look bored. You didn't say anything. What do you expect? Let me make it up to you. Aaron.
I'll think of it.
I remember, she's screaming on the street, and I mean loud, but she looked good.
Now think about it. It pushed you, Hill.
I'm gonna make it up.
It pushed you a lot.
She had these great eyes, just like Liz Taylor's. At least that's what I thought.
Hello, Henry.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
What?
Quick, you have to cover that cross. My mother sees that cross. Karen? Mom, I'd like you to meet my friend Henry Hill.
How do you do?
Hi, nice to meet you.
My daughter says that you're half Jewish.
Just the good half. Thank you, sir. All right, I'll see you later. Thanks.
What are you doing? You're leaving your car?
Watch, it's the car for me. It's easier than leaving it out of the garage and waiting. It's a lot quicker that way. You know what I mean? Huh? I like going this way, better than waiting in the line. How you doing, man? Good, good. What's up? Here you go. How you doing, Gino?
Hey,
how are you? Good, good. Hey, good. Every time I come here, every time you do, don't you work?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, good seeing you.
Hi, how are you? Anthony, right in the front.
Great, great, thanks.
Anything you need, Henry, just let me know.
Hey, how's the weekend?
I know you're waiting for me. I'll be right with you.
I have another train. Construction.
They don't feel like you're in construction.
No, I'm a union delegate.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Copacabana is proud to present the king of the one-liners, Henny Youngman.
How are you all? I'm glad to be here. Take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she finds her way home. I said, where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen. Dr. Welzer was here. Wonderful doctor. Gave the guy 6 months to live. Couldn't pay his bill. Gave another 6 months. I love this crowd.
Air France made me. We walked out with $420,000 without using a gun, and we did the right thing. We gave Pauly his tribute.
It's gonna be a good summer.
I'm proud of you. That is a lot of money for a kid like you. All right. Anybody asks you where you got it, you got it in Vegas playing craps.
All right.
All right.
Yeah? Check, sir.
No. You have to sign for it here.
Thank you.
Hey, Karen.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay, Bruce. How are you?
Okay.
Henry, this is Bruce. Bruce, this is Henry.
Good to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you around later.
Do you know him?
Yeah. He lives across the street.
Roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school.
One night Bobby Vinton sent us champagne. There was nothing like it. I didn't think there was anything strange in any of this. You know, a 21-year-old kid with such connections. He was an exciting guy. He was really nice. He introduced me to everybody. Everybody wanted to be nice to him. And he knew how to handle it.
Wigs that come off at the wrong time. Maury's wigs don't come off, even underwater. And remember, Maury's wigs are tested against hurricane winds. Don't forget about money. You can afford a Maury wig, priced to fit every budget. So call me now and come in for a personalized fitting. Don't buy wigs that come off at the wrong time. Call Maury's wigs.
Come visit your sweetheart.
Jimmy's waiting.
Yeah. Henry, you're a good kid. I've been good to you. You've been good to me. But there's something quite unreasonable going on here. Jim's being an unconscionable ball breaker.
Okay, give him 8-5 on Cleveland.
Look. I never had to pay the vigorous debt he demands. Am I something special? What am I, a schmuck on wheels?
Maury, please. You know, Jimmy, you borrowed his money. Pay him.
I didn't agree to 3 points above the vig. What am I, fucking nuts?
What are you going
to
do?
Come on.
You're going to fight with Jimmy Conway? He wants his money. Give him his money and let us just get the fuck out of here.
Hey, fuck him. Fuck him in the ear. What are you talking about?
Fuck him in the other ear, that son of a bitch.
Did I ever bust his balls? Did I? I could have dropped a dime a million times.
Come on.
And then I wouldn't have to pay
Maury. Cops, you're talking crazy. Stop it now, will you?
Listen, you got money for that fucking commercial, you know? Fucking commercial. You don't got my money. You don't got my fucking
Jimmy.
Money. Huh?
Jimmy, he's gonna pay.
Fucking kid, he's gonna pay. Get the money. Fucking cops. Pay me. Pay me my money.
Sorry, baby.
He'll pay.
He'll pay.
Maurice? Yeah, who's this?
Who's here? Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry. Don't fucking do it again and give me the money, you understand? Give me the fucking money, you hear me? You hear me? I gotta come here and bust my balls. Give me the fucking money.
I'll give you.
Hello?
You got it, kid. You got
what?
It. Believe me.
Terrence, yes, slow down.
Get the fucking money.
Jimmy, I'll pay you.
Where?
I'm sorry.
Stay there. Don't move.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I really apologize.
Karen, Jimmy.
Money today.
Today. I'll pay.
Today.
I give you money
now.
I promise.
What happened? Are you all right?
Yeah,
I'll... Well, now, who did what?
This guy who lives across the street from me that I've known all my life.
Look, he started to touch me. He started to grab me. I told him to stop. He didn't stop. I hit him back. And then he got really angry. He pushed me out of the car.
You sure you're all right? Huh? Why don't you go inside and get yourself together? Clean up. Fucko, you want some? Huh?
Oh, hey! What are you doing?
I swear, my fucking mother, if you touch her again, you're dead! Don't you? Thank you.
I guess. Are you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I know there are women like my best friends who would have gotten out of there the minute their boyfriend gave them a gun to hide. But I didn't. I gotta admit the truth. It turned me on.
Mazel tov.
This is with Johnny.
My daughter's going to get a bottle for you. Why don't you be like your friend Lindy? He's got a nice girl. He's settling down now. He's married. Pretty soon he's got a family. And you're still bouncing around from girl to girl.
Hey, Maury, listen. You know, it is odd that you didn't want to...
It was like he had two families. The first time I was introduced to all of them at once, it was crazy. Paulie and his brothers had lots of sons and nephews.
Paulie, I want you to meet Kathy.
And almost all of them were named Peter or Paul.
Peter, this is my brother's second cousin.
It was unbelievable.
I want you to meet Paulie Jr., my nephew, and this is Petey.
There must have been 24 Peters and Pauls at the wedding.
This is Marie.
Plus, they were all married to girls named Marie.
Beautiful. Yes, she was Italian, you're right.
And they named all their daughters Marie.
This is Marie. And this is Pete. No, I mean Paulie. I get confused myself.
By the time I finished meeting everybody, I thought I was drunk.
Paulie, you shouldn't have.
I mean, the beauty of Paulie, she
thought. The family, Sunday dinner.
So beautiful. I want to cry.
Karen, a little something to help you get started, huh?
The bag.
What?
What bag? The bag with all the envelopes and all the money.
Don't worry about that. Nobody's going to steal that here.
Okay.
Doesn't call.
Ma, he's a grown-up. He doesn't have to call every 5 minutes.
If he was such a grown-up, why doesn't he get you to an apartment?
Oy, don't start.
Mom, you're the one who wanted us here. Listen, you're here a month, and sometimes I know he doesn't come home at all. What kind of people are these?
Ma, what do you want me to do?
Do? What can you do? He's not Jewish. Did you know how these people live? Did you know what they were like? Your father never stayed out all night without calling.
Stay out? Daddy never went out at all, Ma. Keep out of it. You don't know how I feel.
Feel? How do you feel now? You don't know where he is. You don't know who he's with.
He's with his friend. Dad!
Will you leave him out of this? He suffered enough. The man hasn't been able to digest a decent meal in 6 weeks. Why did you call? Where have you been?
Mama.
We were worried to death. A married man does not stay out like this.
Mom!
No more people do that like this! What's wrong with you?
Henry,
shut up.
You're not normal. She's yeah, right. No. What's wrong with you, Henry? What kind of person
Tommy.
Are you?
Tommy,
what is the
Mom.
Matter with you? What kind of people are they?
Well, we weren't married to 9-to-5 guys. But the first time I realized how different was when Mickey had a hostess party.
She
Sharon. Where are you from?
Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence. Out on the island. It's nice. I'm from Miami. You ever been there?
No.
It's okay, but it's like you died and woke up in Jew heaven.
Angie, stop picking at that thing.
The one with the hands. I like to smack his face.
The red-haired guy looks like a farmer.
I'm telling you, I can't get through the gate without this guy's hands all over me. So I told him. I said, keep your fucking hands off me, you son of a bitch, or I'll cut them off.
Jimmy.
I mean, he's not lucky he is. I just mentioned this to Vinny.
Oh,
I
know that's the problem. How can you mention it? Vinny would kill it.
Please. Problem is, if I don't, he'll kill the miserable bastard, then Vinny will be there for life.
You think you've got problems. What about Jeannie's kid?
Whatever.
He was in an argument, a lousy $10 card game. He pulls out a gun. The gun goes off. Some kid gets killed. When the grandmother hears it, she finds out he's in jail. She has a heart attack. She drops dead right on the spot. Now Jeannie has a husband and a son in jail and a mother in the funeral parlor.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, Jeannie drinks.
Well, maybe she's depressed.
Depressed. Give me a break. She's drunk.
Come on. As soon as something happens, you automatically make them out to be saints.
They had bad skin and wore too much. Makeup. I mean, they didn't look very good. They looked beat up. And the stuff they wore was thrown together and cheap. A lot of pantsuits and double knits.
She doesn't wake up in the morning. She spends her life in a nightgown.
The woman is no angel.
And they talked about how rotten their kids were and about beating them with broom handles and leather belts, but that the kids still didn't pay any attention. When Henry picked me up, I was dizzy.
Live like that. God forbid, what would happen if you had to go to prison?
Karen.
Mickey said that Jeannie's husband...
You know why Jeannie's husband went to the can? Because of Jeannie, because he wanted to get away from her. That's why.
Let me tell you something. Nobody goes to jail unless they want to. Unless they make themselves get caught. They don't have things organized. I know what I'm doing. I got things organized with these guys. You know who goes to jail? Nigger stick-up men, that's who. And you know why they get caught? Because they fall asleep in the getaway car, Karen. Come on, don't worry so much, sweetie. Come here.
After a while, it got to be all normal. None of it seemed like crimes. It was more like Henry was enterprising and that he and the guys were making a few bucks hustling, while the other guys were sitting on their asses waiting for handouts. Our husbands weren't brain surgeons. They were blue-collar guys. The only way they could make extra money, real extra money, was to go out and cut a few corners.
Where's the strong box, you fucking vomit?
Take him easy.
Oh,
fuck.
All right.
Fucking move.
Get easy.
Don't move.
Get easy.
My gig.
Get a hat,
you fuck.
You guys are the same.
I'm riding shotgun.
Did you see him get a right over?
I'm gonna hide out and split up the loot, you
sidewinder! We were all so very close. I mean, there were never any outsiders around. Absolutely never. And being together all the time made everything seem all the more normal.
Hello, Mrs. Hill Police.
I'm Detective DC. This is Detective Silvestri. Get a search warrant here for the premise.
Did you read and sign it?
Anywhere?
Yeah, anywhere.
It's going to take a while. We got to go through everything, all right?
That's it.
You boys want some coffee?
No coffee, though. Thanks anyway.
All right. Just be careful.
We're
going
to go about our business, all right?
And I'll take the kitchen.
There was always a little harassment. They always wanted to talk to Henry about this or that. They'd come in with their subpoenas and warrants and make me sign. But mostly they were just looking for a handout, a few bucks to keep things quiet no matter what they found. I always asked them if they wanted coffee. Some of the wives, like Mickey Conway, used to curse at them and spit on the floor. She used to spit on her own floor. That never made any sense to me. It was better to be polite and call the lawyer. We always did everything together, and we always were in the same crowd. Anniversaries, christenings, we only went to each other's houses. The women played cards, and when the kids were born, Mickey and Jimmy were always the first at the hospital. And when we went to the islands of Vegas for vacation, We always went together. No outsiders ever. It got to be normal. It got to where I was even proud that I had the kind of husband who was willing to go out and risk his neck just to get us the little extras.
Paige, but I got my mom to watch the babies tomorrow night.
Can't do it, Karen.
Why not?
I just can't do it. I got something lined up.
Yeah, but tomorrow night's the only night she can do it. Pretty please?
Karen, I can't do it. What do you want me to do? I gotta go.
Wait a minute.
What?
I wanted to go shopping. Can I get some money?
How much do you need? How much?
That much.
What? Here.
This much.
Here.
Me too.
All right.
Always dreamed the boy I loved would come along. And he'd be tall and handsome, rich and strong. Now that boy I love has come to me. But he sure ain't the way I thought he'd be.
Dino!
Oh, welcome on.
Great.
How are you? Hi, Cecil. How are you?
Oh, good.
Sit down, have a drink. Come on. Give us a drink. Get them all a drink here.
Good.
And give those Irish hoodlums a drink down there.
There's only one Irishman here.
Yeah. It's a celebration, fellas. Salute.
Top of the morning to you.
Good to be home.
Welcome back.
Hey. My friend Jimmy.
Oh.
Henry, hi. It's his joint.
Nice to meet you.
This is Lisa. Hi. Hey, Frankie, how
are you? Hey, Tommy, all dressed up. All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Tommy.
I forgot you were
Tommy.
Part of this month.
Oh, come here.
Christ, let me go say hello. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Tommy, get over here. I haven't seen you in 6
Billy.
Fucking years.
How you doing, Billy?
Jesus Christ almighty. You look terrific. How you feel?
Watch this suit,
you little prick. Hey, I know you all my life.
All right, good.
You're getting too big on me
just
now.
Don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I'd tell you to go home and get your shine box. this kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God. Oh, he'd make your shoes look like fucking mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too. Salute, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there, tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax. Where you foot crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit. That's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay. Settle. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go!
Henry, bought his fucking button, that fake old tough guy! You bought your fucking button, you big tough guy! You motherfucker!
Come on!
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here! Keep him here! Come on!
Back! Come on, you fucking feel strong!
I'm sorry, Tommy gets a little loaded. He doesn't mean any disrespect.
You don't mean any disrespect, Henry. Are you nuts? He's just kidding little fucking manners. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
It's all right.
No, I mean, the kids over here, we're hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a fucking jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, I didn't insult him.
You insulted him a little bit.
No, I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay. Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me...
Yeah, you have to drink with me.
No.
Back him up.
Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
Go on. Fuck
on the
house.
Ass.
I fuck kids like that. I can't.
Fuck
them. Fucking break up my party.
The other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were, and as the elders of our time choose to remain blind,
been away for 6 years. Yeah.
Let us rejoice.
I did my fucking time, Jimmy. I came home, and I want what I gotta get. I got fucking mouths to feed. Understand? Yeah. Get the door off!
Come on, let's get some more
tables. How do I get blood on your floor?
Henry, go open your trunk.
Pick up a shovel at my mother's house. She keeps a shovel right around here somewhere. Just keep quiet. I don't want to wake her up. You know.
What happened? Look, go inside, make yourself comfortable.
I'll make you something to eat. Go to sleep.
I want to see him. Then just go inside.
That stuff is great, but it's like lint.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's where the blood came from, I tell you. Jimmy told you before, I won't change. Anyway, no reminder, I need this knife. I'm going to take this, it's okay?
Okay, yeah. Bring it back, though.
Well, the poor thing, you know, we hit the deer in his paw, what do you call it?
The hoof.
The hoof got caught in that grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You're going to leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do. Anyway.
Delicious.
Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down.
I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I want to be with you.
Let's just settle down.
How's your friend, Henry, dear? Henry, what's the matter? You don't talk too much.
What you talking a little bit? Be quiet for me.
You don't eat much. You don't talk much.
I'm just listening.
What's the matter? Something wrong with you?
You remind me of when we were kids from Paris used to visit one another. And there was this man, he would never talk. He would just sit there all night and not say a word. So they said to him, what's the matter, compadre? Don't you talk? Don't you say anything? He says, what am I going to say? That my wife two times me? So she says to him, shut up, you're always talking. But in Italian, it sounds much nicer. Well, you know?
Who's content?
Yeah, that's it.
What's that mean?
Scudo means he's content to be a jerk. Well, he doesn't care. Who knows it?
Did Tom ever tell you about my painting?
No.
Look at this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I like this one. One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me? The guy's got a nice head of white hair. Look how beautiful with the dog. It looks the same.
Looks like somebody we know.
Mean without the beard. No, it's him. Oh,
fuck is that?
For most of the guys, killing's got to be accepted. Murder was the only way that everybody stayed in line. You got out of line, you got whacked. Everybody knew the rules. But sometimes, even if people didn't get out of line, they got whacked. I mean, hits just became a habit for some of the guys. Guys would get into arguments over nothing, and before you knew it, one of them was dead. I mean, they were shooting each other all the time. Shooting people was a normal thing. It was no big deal. We had a serious problem with Billy Batts. This was really a touchy thing. Tommy had killed a made guy. Batts was part of the Gambino crew and was considered untouchable. See, before you could touch a made guy, you had to have a good reason. You had to have a sit-down, and you better get an okay, or you'd be the one who got whacked.
Hey, Fred Jones.
That's good.
Leo.
Hey.
Saturday night was for wives, but Friday night at the Copa was always for the girlfriends.
And last week we saw Sammy Davis Jr. You gotta see this show. What a performer. He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, you can see how a white girl can fall for him.
What?
Well, I mean, not me. I'm just saying, like, you can see how some girls could, you know, like the Swedish girl.
In other words, you condone that stuff.
It's easy.
Oh, Andrew.
I know.
I just want to make sure I don't wind up kissing fucking Nat King Cole over here.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying, you know, you can see how a girl could. You know, he's got personality.
Oh, of course.
Personality. Me and Jambor, I guess, I got a personality.
He's very talented. I understand perfectly what you're saying, but you have to watch out sometimes how you say things. You know, people get the wrong impression.
He's talented. You know, he's unbelievable.
Why don't you just leave it alone now? I mean, I understand what you said. You know, the guy's talented. Leave it at that. He's very talented.
You don't see her. My heart, although she is coming our way, pretend you don't need her, my heart, but smile and pretend to be gay. It's too late for running. My heart, chin up if the tears start to fall. Look somewhere above her, pretend you don't love her, pretend you don't see her.
That thing.
What thing? That Brooklyn thing?
No, the guy from downtown.
The guy from there where Christy used to live, eh?
No. The guy who disappeared up the block from Christy. The one that made the beef on.
Oh, yeah.
You know the guy I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's his name was Bats. And these people are driving everybody crazy looking for him. They should leave him wherever the fuck he is.
Nobody knows what happened to him. He came into the joint that one night, and then he just disappeared. That was it.
All right, keep your eyes open. Because they're busting my balls about this bastard, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, let's see.
Did you swear in your food? You can make a thing that you swear on everything
else like this. I want my money.
Yeah, owes it. Don't worry about
otherwise,
it.
Otherwise, right? This baseball card.
You make a big deal out of
Frankie, he owes me $200. I don't want you standing in.
Henry.
Listen to this.
We got a real problem. You know that thing we took care of upstate?
Paul was just talking about that.
We gotta get it out of there.
What?
Yeah, we gotta get out of there. We just sold the property and they want to make it into condominiums.
Jimmy, it's been 6 months.
I don't care how long it's been. We gotta get it out of there right away.
Hey, Henry, hurry up, will you? My mother's gonna make some fresh peppers and sausage for you.
Oh, hey, Henry.
His arm.
Very funny, guys.
His leg.
His wing. What do you like, the leg or the wing, Henry? Or you still go for the old hearts and lungs?
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh! Come on, girls, come on.
Here's skunk carrot, all right?
Come on,
your mother.
Come on. disgusting, Henry.
I set up Janice in an apartment around the corner from the suite. That way I was able to stay over a couple nights a week.
My new antique lamp.
Karen was home with the kids, and she never asked any questions anyway.
All Maurice Valencia. Looks like Roma.
This is where we spend most of our time.
Nice.
Oh, I love the floral arrangement.
Janice and I were having so much fun, she started screwing up at work, and I had to straighten out her boss a little bit.
Fucking Janice can do whatever she wants to do. You got it?
Got it?
Got it?
Run to you, yeah. Gonna run to. You understand? Hang up once more and you're gonna deal with me.
I'll play these.
What?
Play those. Let me fucking
start up with. What am I, a moronic?
What?
What? Where's my fucking drink? I asked you for a drink.
You wanted a drink.
I just asked you for a fucking drink.
No, I thought you said that you were all right, Spider.
No. What do you got me on? A fucking pay no mind list, kid?
I thought I heard someone say something. Spider, I thought it was Henry.
You know, you're a fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
I thought you said I was all right, Spider. So
no, you ain't all right, Spider. You got a lot of fucking problems.
No, I thought you said you were all right, Spider.
I am all right. You ain't all right, you little fucking prick.
I thought I am.
You've been doing this all fucking night to me, you motherfucker.
You want a drink now? Okay, I'll bring it.
Yeah, well, get me a fucking drink. Move it, you little prick. You walk like fucking step and fetch a pig. Anybody else, you'll fucking run. Run for me, you prick. Dance the fucking drink back here. Hello, prick. Hey, what's that movie that bug on me?
Which one?
The one where he played a cowboy. Only the one.
The Oklahoma Kid.
Shane?
Oklahoma Kid. Shane. Oklahoma Kid. That's me. I'm the Oklahoma Kid. You fucking fucker.
Don't worry.
Dance. Yahoo, you motherfucker.
Come on.
Now he's moving. He's making a little
me. Henry, what?
He's got him in the foot.
Tommy?
He's fucking
doctor.
All right, so he got shot in the foot. What is it, a big fucking deal?
Vito, get a towel.
Nice fucking game.
Hey, take him to Ben Casey, the little prick. Walk. Let him crawl there like he crawls for the fucking
drink. Take him to the doctor. Take him to the doctor down the street.
Fucking prick.
Bones are all shattered.
Hey, don't get me upset now. I'll make a big fucking thing out of it, Spidey, you little prick. You're trying to make me think what the fuck I did here. It's an accident. Fuck it.
I got a great head.
A little
you
prick.
In
yeah, I'm in.
You're
800, of course.
You haven't been home in 2 weeks. You're not going out tonight. Hey,
Karen, will you grow up? Stop. I'm still going to go out.
Not without your car keys, you're nuts.
Are you nuts? Are you fucking nuts? What's your problem?
Yes, I'm nuts. Something's going on.
Stop with that already.
No.
Enough. Stop with that.
No. I'm telling you, I look in your face and I know that you're lying. Get out.
Shut up.
Get out. Get out of my life.
You're fucked up in the head, Karen. This is all in your mind.
You're a lousy bastard.
You got a problem.
Go ahead. Go to your ready-made horse. That's all you're good for. Get out of my life! I can't stand you!
Don't you buy Jimmy!
Spider, what's your rush?
It's no fucking good evening, can you? Fucking drop a little
there you go. Thank you, Spider.
Hey, Spider, that fucking bandage on your foot is bigger than your fucking head, you know that?
What?
Thank you. Next thing you know, he's going to be coming in one of these fucking walkers. Even though you got that, you could dance, huh? Give us a couple of fucking steps here, Spider. You fucking bullshitter, you. Tell the truth, you're looking for sympathy. Is that it, sweetie?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Oh.
fuck are you running?
I don't believe what I just heard.
Hey, Spider, hey, this is for you.
Atta boy.
Respect for this. He's got a lot of fucking balls. Good for you. Don't take no shoot off nobody.
He shoots him in the foot, he tells him to go fuck himself.
You're going to let him get away with that? You're going to let this fucking punk get away with that? What's the matter? What's the world coming to?
What the fucking world is coming to? How do you like that? How's that, all right?
What's the fucking matter with you?
What's
the fucking matter with you? What are you, stupid or what?
Tom, I'm kidding with you. What the fuck are you doing? Are you a fucking sick maniac?
I don't know if you're kidding. What do you mean you're kidding? You're breaking my fucking ball?
I'm fucking kidding with you. You fucking shoot the guy?
He's dead. Good shot. What do you want from me? Good shot.
You miss it this distance.
Well, you got a problem with what I did, Anthony?
No. Hey, no.
Fucking rat, anyways. Whole family's all rats. Would have grown up to be a rat.
Stupid bastard, I can't fucking believe you. Now, you're going to dig the fucking thing up. You're going to dig the hole. You're going to do it. I got no fucking lime. You're going to
do it. Fuck kids. I'll dig the fucking hole. I don't give a fuck. Was the first hole I dug? First time I dug a hole, I'll dig a fucking hole. You know, where are the shovels?
Hello? This is Karen Hill. I want to talk to you. Hello? Don't hang up on me.
I want to talk to you. You keep away from my husband. You hear me? Hello? Open the door!
Answer me! I'm going to tell everyone who walks in this building that in 2R Rossi, you are nothing but a whore!
Mr. Superintendent!
Yes, I want you to know, sir, that you have a whore living in 2R! Rossi! Janice Rossi, do you hear me?
He's my husband! Get your own goddamn man!
Karen, what are you doing? Karen, are you crazy?
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy enough to kill the both of you.
Karen, take it easy. Okay?
Do you love her? Do you?
But still, I couldn't hurt him. How could I hurt him? I couldn't even bring myself to leave him. The truth was that no matter how bad I felt, I was still very attracted to him. Why should I give him to someone else? Why should she win?
Karen, just put it down. You know I love you.
What, you fucking crazy, Karen? Are you crazy? Huh? I got enough to worry about getting fucking whacked on the street. I gotta fucking come home. I gotta fucking come home for this. I should fucking kill you.
How does it feel? Huh? How does it feel, Karen?
Karen came to the house. She's very upset. This is no good. You got to straighten this thing out.
Gotta have calm now. You understand? With her, we don't know what the hell she's going to do. She's getting all hysterical. She gets very excited.
She's wild. And you got to take it easy. You got children. I'm not saying you got to go back there this minute, but you got to go back. I mean, it's the only way. Got to keep up appearances.
Yeah, but I got the two of them coming over the house every day, commiserating the two of them. I can't have it. I can't have it. You know, I can't do it, Henry. You know, I can't do it.
Nobody says that you can't do what you want to do.
Yeah, do what you want to do. We all know that. I mean, this is what it is, okay? We know what it is. You have to do the right thing. You have to go home to the family. You understand? You got to go home, okay? Look at me. You got to go home. Smarten up. All right?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to talk to Kara. I'll straighten this thing out. I know just what to say to her. Okay? I'm going to tell her you're going to go back to her, and everything's going to be just the way it was when you were first married. I'm going to romance. It's going to be beautiful. I know how to talk to her, especially to her. In the meantime, Jimmy and Tommy are going down to Tampa this weekend to pick up something for me. Instead, you go with Jimmy.
Yeah, you come with me. We'll go down there, okay?
Have a good time. Take some time for yourself. Relax. Sit in the sun. Take a couple of days off.
Have a good time.
Enjoy yourselves. And when you come back, you go back to Karen. Huh? Okay. Please, there's no other way. You're not going to get a divorce. We're not on the mileage.
I'm gonna get a divorce. She'll never divorce him. She'll kill him, but she won't divorce him.
Yeah.
You gonna pay it? Ouch! Ouch!
You gonna pay it?
Just give us the fucking money!
Huh?
I can't, I swear.
Let's go.
Throw the bastard to the lions.
No.
No. Fucking lions. No. Thanks, when you're any lions, Jimmy.
Just throw them over the moat.
Right.
No! Right. I'm getting money. Look at the fuck.
They must really feed each other to the lions down there because the guy gave the money right up.
I swear to Christ, I'll get the money.
And we got to spend the rest of the weekend at the track.
Yeah. They mean business.
Then... I couldn't believe what happened. When we got home, we were all over the newspaper. At first, I didn't even know why we got picked up. Then I found out that the guy we roughed up turned out to have a sister working as a typist for the FBI. Who could believe it? Of all the fucking people, she gave up everybody. Jimmy, me, even her brother. Took the jury 6 hours to bring us in guilty. Judge gave Jimmy and me 10 years like he was giving away candy.
10 years in a federal penitentiary. You will now be turned over to the United States Attorney General's office.
Well, sweet Henry, tell us, guys, good trip, good life. Get out soon. Good trip, sweetheart. Tell us, Henry. All of that.
Dr. Ball, huh?
Say hello to those blowjob hacks, huh?
Forget motherfucked them every chance you get, eh?
I'll call you if I get a chance.
Now take me to jail.
In prison, dinner was always a big thing. We had a pasta course, and then we had a meat or a fish. Paulie did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had this wonderful system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he used to slice it so thin that it used to liquefy in the pan with just a little oil. It's a very good system. Vinny was in charge of the tomato sauce.
Got the smoke. Dr. Keith, the kinds of meat and meat, Paul. Veal, beef, and pork.
Good, but you got out the pork.
That's the flavor.
I felt he used too many onions, but it was still a very good sauce.
Vinny, don't put too many onions in the sauce.
I didn't put too much onions. Three small onions, that's all I did.
Three onions? How many cans of tomatoes you put in there?
I put two big cans.
You don't need three onions.
Johnny Deal did the meat. We didn't have a broiler, so Johnny did everything in pans. I used to smell up the joint something awful, and the hacks used to die, but he still cooked a great steak.
Hey, how do you like yours?
Red. Medium rare.
An aristocrat.
See, you know, when you think of prison, you get pictures in your mind of all those old movies with rows and rows of guys behind bars. But it wasn't like that for wise guys. It really wasn't that bad, except that I missed Jimmy. He was doing his time in Atlanta.
I'm gonna give me two steaks while you're in there, right? Sure enough, she goes in a...
I mean, everybody else in the joint was doing real time, all mixed together, living like pigs. But we lived alone. I mean, we own the joint.
Well, batted them two son of a bitches. Good. You couldn't recognize them.
Good. They deserved it.
Even the hacks we couldn't bribe would never rat on the guys that we did.
The neighborhood had respect. People love one another. You left your doors open.
Sorry, it took so long. The skinny guard's getting up your roof in the ass.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that,
man. I took care of him.
All right, what'd you bring?
All right, bread.
Good. Fresh.
Vinny, I got your peppers and onions. Salami, prosciutto, a lot of cheese.
Come on. What else?
Scotch.
Nice.
Some of that wine.
Okay. Now we can eat.
I got some white.
Give me the white, too.
Beautiful.
Okay, boys, let's eat. Come on, Freddy, Vinny.
Come on. For some more bread.
Tomorrow we eat sandwiches. You got to go on a diet, please.
Oh, great, kid.
Believe me. Johnny? Read a movie.
What are you doing? Yeah, I'll take that.
Tie it loose.
All right, I'll catch you guys later.
Yeah. We're going for a walk in the park?
Okay, I'll catch you next week. Thanks.
All right. There any more?
Nope, that's it. Have a weekend. Thanks.
See you, Henry.
Miss Hill, come here.
Come on.
These guys bring in the books. They bring in
the books. Stay right here, please. Watch the whole camera.
Okay, go right up.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Get it ahead.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Talking about?
I saw her name in the register.
Jesus Christ.
You want her to visit you? Let her stay up all night crying and writing letters to the parole board.
What am I doing here? Where am I? I'm in jail. I can't stop people from coming to see me.
Let us sneak this stuff in for you every week.
Look what you're doing.
Every week.
Look what you're doing. Stop me.
Shh. Sorry. Let us sneak this shit in for you.
Ellen Moore, you're broke. I asked your friend Remo for the money that he owes you. You know what he told me? He told me to take my kid down to the police station and get on welfare.
Karen, he's gonna be okay.
Even poorly since he got out. I never see him. I never see anybody anymore.
It's only you and me. That's what happens when you go away. I've told you that. We're on our own. Forget everybody else. Forget Paulie. Hey, as long as he's on parole, he doesn't want anybody doing anything.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can, Karen. Listen to me. All I need for you is to keep bringing me this stuff. I got a guy in here from Pittsburgh who's going to help me move it. Believe me, in a month we're going to be fine. We won't need anybody.
I'm afraid if Paulie finds out.
But I just say, don't worry about him. He is not helping us out. Is he putting any food on the table? We've got to help each other. We just got to listen. We got to be really, really careful while we do it.
I don't want to hear a word about her anymore, Henry.
Never.
Yeah.
So are you coming? You like the house?
Karen, get packed. We're moving out of here.
What?
Don't worry with what. You just start looking for a new house, okay? I gotta go to Pittsburgh in the morning. Those guys out there, they owe me 15 grand. We'll be all right. I got things lined up.
Pittsburgh? You have to go see your parole officer tomorrow.
Karen, don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be fine. Who wants to go to Uncle Paulie's?
Me!
What do you want?
Sweetheart, I'm on the
Wait, could you read this in the junk?
I don't want any more of that shit.
What shit? What are you talking about?
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean.
What, Paulie?
I'm not talking about what you did inside. You did what you had to do. I'm talking about now. From now, here, and now.
Paulie, why would I want to get into that?
Don't make a jerk out of me. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. I want to talk to you about Jimmy. You got to watch out for him. He's a good earner, but he's wild. Takes too many chances.
No, I know that. I know Jimmy. You think I would take chances like Jimmy?
And Tommy, he's a good kid, too. But he's crazy. He's a cowboy. He's got too much to prove.
No, I know.
You got to watch out for kids like this.
Yeah, I know what they are. I only use them for certain things. Believe
Listen,
me, you don't
I
have to
ain't
going to
get fucked like Gribbs.
Understand?
Gribbs is 70 years old, and the fucking guy's going to die in prison. I don't need that. So I'm warning everybody. Everybody. Could be my son, could be anybody. Gribbs got 20 years just for saying hello to some fucker who was sneaking behind his back selling junk. I don't need that. Ain't gonna happen to me. You understand?
Uh-huh.
You know that you're only out early because I got you a job.
Yeah.
I don't need this heat. Understand that?
Uh-huh.
And you see anybody fucking around with this shit, you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah.
That means anybody.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Took me about a week of sneaking around before I could unload the Pittsburgh stuff, but when I did, it was a real score. I started using Sandy's place to mix the stuff, and even with Sandy snorting more than she mixed, I could see that this was a really good business. I made $12,000 in my second week. I had a down payment on my house, and things were really rolling. All I had to do was every once in a while was tell Sandy that I loved her. But it was perfect, I'm telling you. As long as I kept getting this stuff from Pittsburgh, I knew Paulie would never find out. Within a couple of weeks, it got to be so big, I needed some help. So I got Jimmy and Tommy to come in with me.
It's working great. Nice.
Conway! Bring your face up to me.
4.5 months hey, of dirt. Little girls.
What?
I did it. Do you love it?
Always.
And this we just had to have made special. Go ahead, sit in it, Belle. The others you couldn't even sit in. Okay, you ready? Watch the wall with the rock.
Special.
Come on. All right, this was important. It came in two pieces.
Can you believe what they can do?
Somebody's
nice, huh?
Henry, Jimmy,
talk.
Yeah, I talked to him and he's looking into everything.
Oh, God, this will make the Air France hole look like goddamn peanuts, man.
Come on. But it's okay. He's going to do it, right?
I just told you. He's going to check everything out. He's looking into it and we'll see what happens. Well, no promises.
Yeah, I know. But do you understand? There's millions there. And I've been bleeding for this caper. I've been cultivating this son of a bitch for 2 years. He owes me 20 grand.
Once lifetime. I could retire, no more nut every week, no more bullshit. My dream comes true.
Yeah, let's get a drink. Okay, B, come on.
And these are the guys that Jimmy put together for what turned out to be the biggest heist in American history. The Lufthansa heist. Tommy and Carbone, we're going to grab the outside guard and make him get us in the front door. Frenchie and Joe Buddha had to round up the workers. Johnny Roast Beef had to keep them all tied up and away from the alarms. Even Stax Edwards got in on it. He used to hang around the lounge and play guitar. Everybody loved Stax. What he was supposed to do was steal the panel truck and afterwards compact it by a friend of ours out in Jersey. Only Maury was driving us nuts.
you know,
have a drink of shot.
Just because he set this up, he felt he could bust Jimmy's balls for an advance on the money we were going to steal. He didn't mean anything by it. Well, that's just the way he was. I had everybody working for me, even our old babysitter, Lois Bird.
Have you fight?
Hey, Pittsburgh, where'd you find such a creep?
No, they're not that bad. And it's worth it, isn't it?
The same baby you used last week. No, that one was my sister's. This is your dress. Oh, thank you. She looks just like you, Mom.
Oh, that's what the stewardess said.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not too minified yet.
Take it easy, Sandy.
Come on, Emma, give me a break. You got enough here to go around.
You got all day. Just make it last, all right? Take it easy.
Hey, where you going? Where you going?
Come on, don't be smart. You know, I gotta go do this thing. Fuck, where are my keys?
Shut over there.
It's a mess. It's like a pig pen. What do you think I got you the dishwasher for, huh?
I hate doing the dishes. Fuck you, my nails.
I don't think you hate doing the dishes. You gotta be smart. Look at all this powder around here. It's about to put us away forever.
Stop.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Just how much was taken in the daring pre-dawn raid at the Lufthansa cargo terminal at Kennedy Airport. The FBI says $2 million. Port Authority police say $4 million. The city cops say $5 million. Your counsel is not so heavy. They promise to take their silence soon to the press conference.
No, son of a bitch!
We'll be there to cover it live from the scene of the heist at JFK. It looks like a big one. Maybe the biggest this town has ever seen. Stay tuned.
My wife. Oh, that's me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go
ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Excuse me, darling, for just a second. I just come out.
Johnny,
are
you nuts? What are you getting excited for, Jimmy?
What am I getting excited for? You stupid, we got a million fucking bulls out there. Everybody's watching us, and you get a fucking car.
But it's telling me I'm excited?
My mother's name. It's a wedding gift.
What the fuck? Whose name it's on? Are you stupid or what? Did you hear what I said? Don't buy anything, don't get anything, nothing big. Did you hear what I said? What's the matter with you? What are you getting excited for? What am I getting excited about? Because you're going to get us all fucking pinched, that's why. What are you, stupid? What's the matter with you?
I apologize.
What's the matter with you?
Sorry.
The fuck is the matter with you?
Sorry.
What'd you say? Are you being a fucking wise guy with me? Huh?
I'm sorry.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? What did I tell you? You don't buy anything, you hear me? Don't buy anything.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, you ought to wear a sign.
I can't believe this.
Well, you're stupid or what? Excuse me.
What's the matter?
Take it off. Take it off. Didn't I tell you not to get anything big? Didn't I tell you not to attract attention? Huh? 2 days, one gets a fucking caddy, and one gets a $20,000 make. Bring it back.
All right, I'll bring it back.
Bring it back. I don't care what you do with it. Bring it when you got it. Get it out of here. I don't give a shit. Get it out of here.
All right.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm gonna go see Stack. Don't you look at anybody. Straight ahead or I'll fucking kick.
Oh, no,
mean, if I even look at anyone else, I'm doing it.
Craig?
Leave them. Come on, to relax. Don't attract attention.
Hey, guys, I've been looking all over for you. Jimmy, Henry, how are you? Merry Christmas. Hey, listen, I need the money.
Morris, relax. Relax.
Jimmy, I need the money.
Relax.
I'm relaxing. I need the money. I did what I had to do. I need the money.
That's my point.
I did my paper. I owe you. I mean, everybody's flashing this stuff here. Evidently, they got that money. Look at it. I'm wearing the same one. They're wearing it. I got to talk. Jimmy.
Oh, I got fries on which
bread. Come to me. It's the biggest fucking bundle we ever made in this life.
Boy, I'll go talk.
All my money.
I'll go talk to him. I'll have a drink, all right?
Poison in my eyes.
I'll talk to him.
Poison in my eyes.
Morris, baby, are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, come on.
Jimmy?
Christmas, your share. Just a little taste.
Jimmy.
We did it.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah, who is it?
It's me.
Pete?
Yeah.
Now, one second. Don't call Frankie and Johnny. Don't be a moron with the money. Do what's right. You understand?
Yeah, of course.
Karen! Judy! Rose! Come here! I got the most expensive tree they had!
What do you think, Mommy?
I love her. I love them all.
I love the gold outfit.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
What? And?
Happy Hanukkah.
Very funny.
We'll get ourselves something nice, okay?
For you, yes. You and me.
Lufthansa should have been our ultimate score. The heist of a lifetime. $6 million in cash. More than enough to go around.
I ain't ready. I knew you weren't going to be ready.
Fuck, you can bring coffee?
What do I look like? Fucking caterer? No. Come on, Frankie will make coffee. Get it, Frankie. Make coffee.
I thought you had one of your bitches in here.
Yeah, I did. Where the fuck is he?
So he's got these hot books around, though, or a bitch or something.
What time is it?
It's 11:30. You're supposed to be here. You know, we're supposed to be there by 9.
Shit, I'll be ready.
Yeah, you're always fucking late. You're late for your own fucking funeral. What the fuck you looking at? Come on, make that coffee to go. Let's go.
Hey, so come over, Joe. I'm
here. What the fuck you doing? It's a joke. A joke. Put the fucking pot down. You gonna take the coffee?
Stax was always crazy. Instead of getting rid of the truck like he was supposed to, he got stoned, went to his girlfriend's, and by the time he woke up, the cops had found the truck. It was all over the television. They even said they came up with prints off the wheel. It was just a matter of time before they got to Stax.
I got to talk to you.
Have a drink. Come on.
Have a drink. Come on.
Have a drink.
What are you doing? It's an occasion. Have a drink.
I still got to talk.
What?
Whatever was that? Is everything okay?
Nah, don't worry about that. It's all right.
Jimmy, there's pens all over the place. Let's see
what. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go?
In the papers?
What are you worried about?
The television, the newspapers, all the shit's out there.
What are you worried about?
You worry too much. Everything is beautiful. There's nothing to worry about. Didn't you tell them?
I'll tell them.
What?
Guess what? We're going to make him.
Who's going to make you? Tommy.
He opened up the books before he got the okay. You believe that? This little thing bastard. You believe that? Huh? You gonna get made?
We're gonna work for this guy one day. He's gonna be a boss.
Me?
I can't believe it.
I'm really happy for you. That's great.
Congratulations.
What the fuck we got him now? Hey, Jimmy, I've been looking all over for you, baby. Jimmy, can I talk to you a second, eh?
Okay,
what is it? I mastermind the goddamn thing. I'm left with
Jimmy.
There'd be up a creep without a paddle up for me. Fuck him. I want my money. Henry, I want my fucking money. I had it up to here.
All right.
That cheap cigarette hijacking.
Lori!
No, fuck him. I want my money.
You gonna keep your mouth shut or what? Huh? Boy, you're gonna get your money. You just gotta stop busting balls. All right, look at me. You hear me? Look at me, okay? Everything's gonna be fine.
Henry.
What?
Oh, Henry boy, the pipes are calling.
Sweetheart, half, make half, get eat. I'll sing one of the Italian accents.
And down the glen, and down the mountainside. Oh, boy. Summer's gone, and all the roses die.
I could see for the first time that Jimmy was a nervous wreck. His mind was going in 8 different directions at once.
Did Maury tell his wife everything?
Maury, yeah.
That's when I knew Jimmy was going to whack Maury. That's how it happens. That's how fast it takes for a guy to get whacked.
No, Jimmy's a nut job. He talks to everybody. He's commercials, acting like a jerk. Nobody listens to what he says. Nobody fucking cares what he says. He talks so much.
Make sure you bring him here for me.
Okay. All right.
Not like this. Oh, sorry. I get you the eye. Sorry, stop breaking my balls, all right?
I was just stalling for time. I knew I still had till later 9 o'clock to talk Jimmy out of killing Maury. But meanwhile, as far as Jimmy knew, I was going along with the program.
Pull the hair out of the fucking head. I bit him. He's unfucking myself. I'm enraged. I wanted to kill this little fuck. I walk away. We start to go in the fucking joint. All of a sudden, I don't want to turn around. Jimmy's going like this. I don't want to turn around. He picks up his fucking head. He's
get out of here.
Don't say it. He's laying there full of fucking blood. I'm out of breath. I got blood all over my fucking clothes. He's laying for that.
It was like a load off my mind. Poor bastard. Never knew how close he'd come to getting killed. Even if I told him, he would have never believed me.
Jimmy, can I talk to you now?
You're a pisser.
Yeah.
You're a real pisser. You want to talk now?
Please.
Okay, let's talk. Let's get it over.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm on a school bus like you my whole life.
Hey, who loves you more than I do, huh? I'd do anything for you.
Yeah, except to stop busting my balls. Come on, let's grab a car.
Oh, you want to go to Dine or what? We'll go to Dine over there on the boulevard. Yeah. Oh, good.
Which Dine?
Rockwood Boulevard. Oh, really? With 24 hours. Okay.
They got Danish there?
Yeah, they got everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's pick up some Danish for Bell.
Take a couple of hours.
Did you hear about the points we were shaving up in Boston?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's terrific, yeah. Nunzio up in the...
Well, you never shut the fuck up.
Oh, pain in the ass.
What am I doing?
Get rid of him. Chop him up. Get rid of the cop. Call me when you're through.
All right, Frank, let's chop him up.
All right.
Where you going? You dizzy motherfucker, you.
I think you should chop him up.
Oh, Charlie's not here. Where
Charlie.
You gonna chop him here?
Charlie.
Come on, what are you doing? Get
right,
the man, fuck out of here.
Come on, up
in. I got a better shot letting him fucking drive. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting. The car's cold. The Peoria will
get the fuck out of here. What? Fucking warming up. Get out of here.
All right,
boy. Who is it?
Bill, open up.
Oh, Morris didn't come home. He's missing. I know something's happened.
Bill, calm down.
Everything
what?
Will be okay. He's go missing. On. I know something
he's
happened.
He's probably drunk and fell asleep somewhere. I'll go looking for him in the
27
morning.
Years. He's never been away all night without calling. I know something's happened.
No,
I know you know.
Bell, let me go upstairs and get changed. I'll take you home, and then I'll go looking for
take
him.
Take me home. I've been home. I've been on the phone. I've been calling.
He's in his heart pain.
What the fuck you want me to tell Bill?
This is fucked up. Someone ran off with some broad. What do you care about, huh? Watch this.
I don't fuck with them.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I bust the fucking balls.
You can give them the satisfaction, the fucks. Come on, fuckos. Let's go for a ride.
Keep them up all night.
All right. I'll see you later.
Cutting every link between himself and the robbery, but it had nothing to do with me. I gave Jimmy the tip and he gave me some Christmas money. From then on, I kept my mouth shut. I knew Jimmy. He had the cash. It was his. I know he kicked some money upstairs to Paulie, but that was it. Made him sick to have to turn money over to the guys who stole it. He'd rather whack them. Anyway, what did I care? I wasn't asking for anything, and besides, Jimmy was making nice money with me through my Pittsburgh connections. Still, months after the robbery, they were finding bodies all over. Found Carbone in the meat truck. He was frozen so stiff it took them 2 days to thaw him out for the autopsy. Still, I never saw Jimmy so happy. He was like a kid. We had money coming in through my Pittsburgh people, and even after a while, the Lufthansa thing began to calm down. But the thing that made Jimmy so happy that morning was that this was the day that Tommy was being made. Jimmy was so excited, you'd think he was being made. He must have made 4 calls to Tommy's house. They had a signal all set up so he'd know that the minute that the ceremony was over.
Ma, where are you?
Oh, here I am. Home, I'm leaving. I've been here all the way.
Let me look at you and you look like...
What do you think? I look good.
You look wonderful.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Congratulations, I wish you luck.
I love you.
Don't paint any more religious pictures, please.
Be careful. God be with you.
Bye, Ma.
You know, we always called each other good fellas. Like you'd say to somebody, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. You understand? We were good fellas, wise guys. But Jimmy and I could never be made because we had Irish blood. It didn't even matter that my mother was Sicilian. To become a member of a crew, you've got to be 100% Italian so they can trace all your relatives back to the old country. See, it's the highest honor they can give you. It means you belong to a family and a crew. It means that nobody can fuck around with you. It also means you could fuck around with anybody just as long as they aren't also a member. It's like a license to steal. It's a license to do anything.
Well, have a tuna, Tom.
All right, thank you, Vinny. Hey, how many years ago was the U.S. made?
I'm an old man. 30 years ago.
30 years, huh?
Yeah.
Brings back a lot of memories.
And how?
Pike's Peak was a fucking pickle then, wasn't it?
As far as Jimmy was concerned, with Tommy being made, it was like we were all being made. We would now have one of our own as a member.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Vinny.
Vinny, what happened? Did you get straightened out?
No, we had a problem. I mean, we tried to do everything we could.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean. He's gone. And we couldn't do nothing about it. That's it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He's gone. He's gone. And that's it.
Fuck. I can believe it. I can't fucking.
They whacked him. They fucking whacked him.
It was revenge for Billy Batts. And a lot of other things.
And that's that.
And there was nothing that we could do about it. Batts was a made man and Tommy wasn't. We had to sit still and take it. It was among the Italians. It was real greaseball shit. They even shot Tommy in the face, so his mother couldn't give him an open coffin at the funeral. I was going to be busy all day. I had to drop off some guns at Jimmy's to match some silencers he had gotten. I had to pick up my brother at the hospital and drive him back to the house for dinner that night. And then I had to pick up some new Pittsburgh stuff for Lois to fly down to some customers I had near Atlanta. Right away, I knew he didn't want them. I knew I was going to get stuck for the money. I only bought the damn guns because he wanted them, and now he didn't want them.
What the fuck are these things? They're not even fit. What's the matter with you? What do you want me to pay for this shit? I'm not paying for
it. I didn't say a thing. Jimmy was so pissed off, he didn't even say goodbye.
Stop with those fucking drugs. They're making your mind into mush. You hear me?
Get them back.
Now, I knew my Pittsburgh guys always wanted guns, and since I was going to see them later in the afternoon to pick up a delivery, I was pretty sure I'd get my money back. When I finally got there at the hospital to pick up Michael, his doctor wanted to put me in bed.
Wait a minute, Jesus Christ, what happened to you?
I just almost got into an accident right now driving over here.
I told him about the accident, and I said I was partying all night.
No, I'm fine, Doc.
Come on, get over here.
Doc, I'm fine.
Let me check you out. Come on.
He took mercy on me. He gave me 10 milligrams of Valium and sent me home. Now, my plan was to drop off my brother at the house and pick up Karen.
Here it is. See that Michael Stead helicopter? See it right there? Right in front of us there.
Yeah.
I think it's been following me all morning.
Get the fuck out of here. What are you, nuts?
I'm telling you.
I don't know what's going on.
It's the third time I see it. I went to the hospital. I started out to get you. I had to stop somewhere, make some couple stops. I've seen it every time. I've been all over town, and I think I've seen it all day.
See, I was cooking dinner that night. I had to start braising the beef, pork butt, and veal shanks for the tomato sauce.
And tomato.
Aaron, I'm gonna make them all. I'm gonna make all this meat.
It was Michael's favorite. I was making ziti with the meat gravy, and I'm planning to roast some peppers over the flames, and I was gonna put on some string beans with some olive oil and garlic, and I had some beautiful cutlets that were cut just right that I was gonna fry up before dinner just as an appetizer. So I was home for about an hour. Now, my plan was to start the dinner early so Karen and I could unload the guns that Jimmy didn't want and then get the package for Lois to take to Atlanta for her trip later that night.
Who's been carving their initials in the tomato?
No, I kept looking out the window, and I saw that the helicopter was gone.
Michael, keep an eye on your saucer, right? Stay here with your Uncle Michael, all right? I'll see you later.
So I asked my brother Michael to watch the sauce, and Karen and I started out.
Oh, God, I see it.
What?
See it. Look,
it's
right there.
Damn. Yep, that's it.
There it is.
You gotta get to your mother's. See? I told you.
It's funny, okay? It's funny. It's not the end of the world.
We're going to your mother's. Anything outside the house. Nothing, right?
Because you're going to your mother's house. You have to come here.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Two shots.
No, I'm not nuts. This thing's been following me around all fucking morning. I'm telling you.
Fine.
He thinks I'm paranoid. Should bring him the fucking helicopter and we'll see how paranoid I am. Let's go inside. Yeah, it's done.
I don't hear anything.
Come on, come back to mother's.
Beautiful.
They're great. Great.
Now, didn't I tell you a paranoid?
Karen,
didn't I tell me you was paranoid?
Yeah, I need a hit.
You want to see helicopters? Come on,
no,
I'll show you
helicopters.
Come on. I've seen enough helicopters before. Thank you. I'll show you
helicopters. My plan was I had to get home and get the package ready for Lois to take on her trip. Also, I had to get to Sandy's house to give the package a whack with quinine. Plus, I knew Sandy was going to get on my ass. Then I had the cooking to finish at home, and I had to get Lois ready for her trip.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ben.
When you coming over?
I'll be there in about an hour.
Tonight, right?
I can't. I got my brother tonight.
Oh, Henry, we
come on, stop. Talk about it later, okay?
Whatever.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, it's
me. You ready?
Yeah.
Listen, tell Michael not to let the sauce stick. Keep stirring it.
Henry says don't let the sauce stick.
I'm stirring it.
Listen, you know what to do?
Yeah.
Don't yeah me, Lois. This is important. Now make sure you leave the house when you make the call. You understand me? You hear me? Call from an outside line. I mean it.
Jesus, you must think I'm dumb. What are you bugging me for? I know what to do.
Hey, you little hick. Just make sure you do it. I mean what...
Hey! Just do it!
Okay.
Fucking believable. All of them. Every fucking girl in my life.
Where's that?
Nothing.
So what does she do after she hangs up with me? After everything I told her, after all her yeah bullshit, she picks up the phone and calls from the house. Now, if anybody was listening, they'd know everything. They'd know that a package was leaving from my house, and they'd even have the time and the flight number, thanks to her.
Lois?
As soon as I got home, I started cooking. I had a few hours until Lois's flight. I told my brother to keep an eye on the stove. All day long, the poor guy's been watching helicopters and tomato sauce.
Don't let Karen touch the sauce.
You see, I had to drive over to Sandy's place, mix the stuff once, and then get back to the gravy.
Fuck me and leave? Huh? You got someplace better to go?
We gotta start taping it to your leg. We gotta go soon.
I gotta go home and get my hat.
Forget your fucking hat. What, are you kidding me? Just what I need now is a trip to Rockaway because you want to get your hat?
I need it. I gotta have it. It's my lucky hat. I never fly without it.
Lois, do you understand what we're involved in here?
I don't care. I need my hat. I won't fly without it.
What could I do if she insisted I had to drive her home for her goddamn hat?
I
threw the package in the kitchen and I went to take her home.
A hat?
What the fuck is this? Please, please, don't you move, you motherfucker. I'll blow your brains out. Shut the car up slowly.
For a second, I thought I was dead. But when I heard all the noise, I knew they were cops. Only cops talk that way.
Don't fucking move.
If they had been wise guys, I wouldn't have heard a thing. I would have been dead.
Open the fucking door!
Last time you took a collar. Hey, fuckhead, I'm talking to you. You don't want to say a fucking word to me, you don't have to say anything to me. I don't really give a fuck. 25 years, pal, that's what you're going to do. And see how much of a good guy you're going to be then.
All day I thought the guys in the helicopter were just local cops busting my balls over Lufthansa's. But they turned out to be narcs. They've been on me a month. Home tap, surveillance, everything.
You know the boys. How you doing, boys? All the pals are here. If you don't want to talk to me, you're going to have a fucking problem all night. I'm going to be on you like shit.
Hey, 25 fucking years.
I slap your fucking head inside out.
Get over there. Jerry, what were you guys, grocery shopping? What, are we going to make a cake? You going to make a fucking cake, too? You got anything good in there or what, Jerry? Is it good? Bye-bye, dickhead. See you in Attica, Dick.
I spoke to Jimmy. He offered to give me some money. He just wants to know what's happening. He just wants to talk to you.
Fuck Jimmy and his money. I told you I gotta get out of here and straighten out everything with Paulie, or else I'm dead, Karen.
Then you're better off staying in here.
Karen, they can whack me in here just as easy as they can outside. Maybe even easier. They're all afraid I'm gonna rat them out. People are already walking away from me. I'm dead in here. You gotta get me out. Karen finally got her mother to put her house up for my bail, and I was out. I remember I had this feeling I was going to get killed right outside the jail. I knew Polly was still pissed at me and he's such a hothead, and I was worried about Jimmy. See, Jimmy knew if Polly found out he was in the drug deals with me, Polly would have Jimmy whacked even before me. This is the bad time. I didn't feel safe until I got home. So now my plan was to stay alive long enough to sell off the dope that the cops never found and then disappear for a while until I can get things straightened out.
Karen! Where's the stuff that I left, Karen?
I flushed it down the toilet.
You what?
What was I supposed to do? They were all over the house.
Karen, that was worth $60,000. I need that money. That's all we got.
What was I supposed to do?
Karen!
They were in everything.
That's all the money that we had, Karen. I was dependent on that. Why did you do that?
I had to.
Karen, what?
They were going to find it.
Oh, fuck, Karen. They would have never
they
found
it.
It.
I swear to you, Henry. I swear, Henry. They would have found it. Oh, no.
Why did you do that?
Why?
Why did you do that, Karen? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No. No. No.
Why?
Really sorry. I don't know what else to say. I know I fucked up.
Fucked up. You fucked up.
No, but I'm all right now. You know, I can be trusted now, Polly. I'm clean. On my kids, I'm clean.
You looked in my eyes, you lied. You treated me like a fucking jerk. Like I was never nothing to you.
Polly, after what you said, I couldn't come to you. You know, I was ashamed. No, I'm ashamed now. But I got nowhere else to go, Polly. You're all I've got, and I really, really need your help.
I really do. Take this. Now I've got to turn my back.
$3,200. That's what he gave me. $3,200 for a lifetime. Wasn't even enough to pay for the coffin.
We gotta get out.
I don't wanna run. I don't wanna. What am I supposed to do? Just pick up and leave everything, go hiding? I don't wanna do that, Henry. Is that what you want?
Henry, if we stay around here, we're dead. You got it? We're dead.
They're right. You took too much of that stuff. You're totally paranoid.
How's he doing? Busted his balls away.
He's okay. Sobered him up.
Good, 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 good. Very good. Glad to hear
it. You know what kind of questions they've been asking him? Did he tell you?
Jimmy, I don't know. I mean, I got my mind on so many other things. I got no money. The girls are old enough to read the newspapers.
Tell him he's got to call me, okay? As soon as you talk to him, he's got to call me. We got to work on this whole thing. It's very important.
He doesn't know I came down here to see you. You know, it's like he's crazy.
Take this down. It's a couple thousand.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, well, everything's fine. Listen, I got some beautiful Dior dresses. You want to have them? Pick out a few for yourself. Huh?
For my mom.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, go
take
my
mom. No. It's over here. It's in the store in the corner. It's swag, so I got it down the corner. Okay? Go ahead, sweetheart. I'll see you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
I'll try.
All right? Don't forget. You gotta call me.
All right. Over here?
Right down there.
Over there, right there. Hold the box, lock the window. Yes.
Hey, go ahead. Right in there.
Oh, Jimmy.
Right there.
I'm in a hurry. My mom's watching the
right
kids.
In the store.
I gotta get home. I'll come back later.
Nobody ever tells you that they're going to kill you. Doesn't happen that way. There aren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. So your murderers come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who have cared for you all of your life, and they always seem to come at a time when you're at your weakest and most in need of their help. So I met Jimmy in a crowded place we both knew. I got there 15 minutes early and I saw that Jimmy was already there. He took the booth near the window so he could see everyone who drove up to the restaurant. He wanted to make sure I wasn't tailed. He was jumpy. He hadn't touched a thing. On the surface, of course, everything was supposed to be fine. We were supposed to be discussing my case. But I had the feeling Jimmy was trying to sense whether I was going to rat him out to save my neck.
I've been telling you your whole life. Don't talk on a fucking phone, right? Now you understand? Huh?
It's gonna be okay. I think you got a good chance of being the case. But you know that kid, you know, from the city we're talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The kid turned out to be a rat. As soon as he got pinched, he ratted everybody out. He ratted us all out. I know where he is. He's hiding now. He's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a problem going with Anthony on vacation? He'll take care of everything.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
I really got nothing. Huh?
Jimmy had never asked me to whack somebody before, but now he's asking me to go down to Florida and do a hit with Anthony. That's when I knew I would never have come back from Florida alive.
You know what? I think I have an English mother. And you meant whenever you move me, I asked you once, and I'm going to tell you again, I don't want to go any place that's cold.
You really don't have a choice in that matter.
Ed, come on. Just whoever fucking controls it. Just no place cold, all right? Do that for me. I'm trying to...
He's bronchial,
you know,
that's right.
Well, if he's legitimately bronchial, we'll take that into consideration.
Bronchial, would you like to go someplace that's not cold?
Okay, can I ask you some questions here? What about my parents?
What about them?
Am I going to see them? Am I going to talk to them? I mean, don't I have some kind of contact with them?
No.
No. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that, God forbid, something happens to my parents and they get sick, I can't go and see them?
Maybe something could be worked out. If they're sick, if there's some extraordinary set of circumstances, maybe something could be worked out.
I can't do this, Henry. I can't. I can't leave my parents.
Excuse me, Karen. I told you before, I'm not going to do this unless you and the kids come with me. I can't do it without you, okay? So, you do whatever, but that's it.
You need Henry. You don't need me, right?
That's right. And frankly, I don't care whether you go or not. If it's going to make him a happier witness, a better witness, I'd like you to be with him.
They want Henry. They don't want me.
But Henry's going to be in a witness protection program. They're not going to be able to get to him. The only way they can get to him is by getting to you. Getting to your kids. If he goes into the program, forget about it. You're in a great deal of danger. I think you
understand. I don't know anything.
Come on, you don't know anything. Don't give me the babe in the woods routine, Karen. I've listened to those wiretaps. And I've heard you on a telephone. You're talking about cocaine. Conversation after conversation, you're talking to Henry on the phone. It doesn't matter. Because whether he goes to jail or whether he stays on the street and he beats the case, he's a dead man. He knows it and you know it.
What about the kids? With school?
They get left back? I mean, what goes on?
A bunch of guys go down to Wall Street and get some real fucking crooks. Whoever sold you those suits had a wonderful sense of humor.
What it comes down to, Karen, is we're basically your only salvation. We're going to save your life, we're going to save his life, and we're going to keep you out of jail.
Mr. Hill, this morning you told the members of this jury about your background.
It was easy for all of us to disappear. My house was in my mother-in-law's name. My cars were registered to my wife. My social security cards and driver's licenses were phonies. I never voted. I never paid taxes. My birth certificate and my arrest sheet. That's all you'd ever have to know I was alive.
See him here in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Could you please point him out to the members of the jury? Your Honor, please let the record reflect that Mr. Hill has identified the defendant, James Conway. Mr. Hill, do you also know a man by the name of Paul Cicero?
Yes.
Do you see him here in the courtroom today?
Yes.
Can you point him out for the members of the jury? Your Honor, let the record reflect that Mr. Hill has identified the defendant, Paul Cicero. Your Honor, I have a document that I'd like to have marked.
See, the hardest thing for me was leaving the life. I still love the life. And we were treated like movie stars with muscle. We had it all just for the asking. Our wives, mothers, kids, everybody rode along. I had paper bags filled with jewelry stashed in the kitchen. I had a sugar bowl full of coke next to the bed.
People call them rats because a rat will do anything to survive. Isn't that right, Mr. Hill?
Objection!
Objection, sustained. But I don't know nothing about being a rat.
Mr. Hill, you know everything about being a rat.
Objection, Your Honor. In view of the violence...
Anything I wanted was a phone call away. Free cars, the keys to a dozen hideout flats all over the city... I'd bet 20, 30 grand over a weekend, and then I'd either blow the winnings in a week or go to the Sharks to pay back the bookies.
Didn't matter. Didn't mean anything. When I was broke, I would go out and rob some more. We ran everything. We paid off cops. We paid off lawyers. We paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
And that's the hardest part. And today everything is different. There's no action. I have to wait around like everyone else. Can't even get decent food. Right after I got here, I ordered some spaghetti with marinara sauce and I got egg noodles and ketchup. I'm an average nobody. Get to live the rest of my life like a schnook.